I had, many years ago, a very good friend, Veronica. We shared a school, only she was a bit before me, and she left when she was quite young. But the school united us because we had old girls' weekends, and we met new people sometimes, people we hadn't known before. And one of these that I met was Veronica. And she was a Christian girl with the Plymouth Brethren, the Open Brethren. And she told me about her work. She was a machine knitter making socks. And she'd had some training in the workshops, and she was able to get on with the work at home. And so her mum looked after her with coffee and lunch, and Veronica worked through the morning and stopped just before lunch, and that was her day done. Now, the way Veronica had to have her training to do this knitting machine was to go on a journey from Edgware to Chalk Park. Veronica at that time hadn't got any skills for getting about on her own, and so it was arranged that her mother would take her to Edgware Station and put her on, well, rather help her to get on to a certain train. And at the other end at Chalk Farm, Edith, who was also training for some job or other at the same place, would be at the station to meet Veronica and go to work with her. Edith had not much sight, but she had plenty for guiding herself and someone else. And the other thing was that Veronica was quite poorly sometimes. She wasn't very strong as in her 20s as she was growing up, and it was going to be obvious that she wouldn't go to work every day. And there was no telephone in Edith's house, because this was about the 50s and not everybody had a telephone then. And so it was arranged with Edith that out of the kindness of her heart, if Veronica wasn't on the normal train, her mother promised that if she was going to work, she would be on the next one. And would Edie be kind enough to wait for that second train to see if Veronica was on it or not? Oh yes, said Edie, that's fine. And it worked. I said, well, I don't know whether I'd hear you, so I won't ask you to answer the question. But at one church I went to, I did ask them what was my next question. And it was, what happened when Edie couldn't get to work? The reason her mother, Veronica's mother, couldn't go on the train with her was because she owned a shop, and her husband and Veronica's dad had died, and so the two of them were managing on their own, and the shop had to be opened on time. And so I said to Veronica, what about Edie? If she couldn't have come to work, what would have happened? So she said, I don't know, it was never discussed. Edith always was there.